welcome to the Health Family News Show Hours. Today is Friday, the 31st of October, 2025. With a review of 29 degrees Celsius, it's currently 27 degrees Celsius in the Tampa this afternoon. This is Vice President details plans linking load shedding to power exports. SEA wants non-compliant higher education institutions of the deregistration, and reports of mass killings in Sudan have echoes of its death.
The Hot FM News with Steve Jempong.
Thank you so much for joining us on the news in detail. Vice President Zamiro has clarified that Zamiro is currently not exporting any electricity, despite public concerns that the ongoing load shedding is a result of power exports. Mrs. Malomango has further clarified that it is independent power producers who are engaged in regional power trade purchasing electricity from countries such as which is then sold to the Democratic Republic of Congo using just as infrastructure. She has explained that under the Progressive Front Administration, Zambia exported 150 megawatts of power to Namibia, a move that contributed to this local supply. Mrs. Malomango says the current administration has since halted all power exports due to the prevailing electricity deficit and the growing demand of the economy. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in Parliament, Mrs. Malomango was responding to a question from the Christi South Member of Parliament, David Chisopa, who asked whether the government had resumed electricity exports despite the country experiencing a frequent power cut. The Higher Education Authority has warned all higher education institutions that failure to pay annual institutional audit fees and undergo an institutional audit by 31st December 2025 will result in deregistration in line with the provisions of the law. According to SI No. 51 of 2024, issued under the Higher Education Amendment Act of 2021, all higher education institutions are required to conduct annual self-assessments and submit their self-assessment reports to the authority on or before 31st March of each year. The authority has expressed concern that some institutions remain non-compliant, particularly independent of annual institutional audit fees. Higher Education Authority Corporate Affairs Corporate Communications Officer Bebel Sola has noted.
In addition, the authority reminds higher education institutions of their statutory obligations to remit the student levy. Failure to pay or remit the student levy also constitutes non-compliance and shall equally attract deregistration. In line with Section 25(4) of the Higher Education Act 2013, which provides for the enforcement against institutions that fail to meet statutory financial obligations.
In more news this afternoon, the government, in partnership with the United Nations Development Program, has officially launched the Deepening Democracy Project, which will run from 2025 to 2027. The initiative aims to strengthen electoral integrity, enhance institutional independence, and promote democratic governance across the country. Electoral Commissioner Zambia Chairperson Mandela Zanonis says the project seeks to entrench the principles of democracy and good governance. Ms. Zanonis is speaking during the open forum. The Ministry of Justice Permanent Secretary Isabel Lomba says the project aligns with the objectives of the 8th National Development Plan and Vision 2030. Meanwhile, UNDP Resident Representative Dr. James Wakiaga says the project presents an opportunity for Zambia to strengthen preparations for the 2026 general election. Old Vision Zambia Board has placed 500,000 kwacha towards the Mangere Legacy Project, It's time to make an initiative and the beauty set and adequate learning spaces for children in underserved communities, particularly in Sananda District. World Vision Zambia Vice Chairperson Mado Mwanda says the project, whose name is Nanja means less beauty Nanja, embodies a collective call to action, uniting compassion, leadership, and community spirit towards improving education and child welfare across the country. Ms. Mwanda explained that the Nanja Legacy Project goes beyond constructing school infrastructure. It represents a broader vision to build future, restore dignity, and plant seeds of hope for generations to come. He said this during the official launch of the initiative.
We want to remember that we are building a future, restoring dignity for these children and planting seeds of hope. We decided to step in because we understand the change that we need us that care. The need for better learning environment is not a distant issue. It is a daily reality across our community. If we are truly committed to the future of this nation, then investing in the future of children must begin now with the children who will shape it no matter where they are in the country. So it's not surprising that we are working in so many aspects.
And Technology and Science Minister Achilles Mutaki has applauded World Vision Zambia for the initiative, noting that investment in education remains key to driving national development.
And the big partnership and collaboration is not easily just passing the moment. We are saying, let's invest more in education. Because it's only education that transforms economy, that delivers peace and unity, that drives democracy. It's only education that really represents the economy we are on. Education is actually essential. Because as you see, as I said, that we are comparing and arguing ideas. We are not fighting for future government. We are fighting for something different.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by the Bank, More Than Bank.
Standard Chartered Bank Zambia has reassured its clients and employees that the bank remains fully committed to Africa, despite the planned sale of its wealth and retail banking portfolio to FNB Zambia. Bank Chief Executive Officer Sani Gidi has emphasized that the sale, which is still subject to regulatory approval, is part of the bank's broader strategic realignment rather than a withdrawal from the market. Mr. Julia explained that the transaction is expected to take between 9 and 12 months to complete, during which the bank will ensure smooth transition with both staff and customers well supported throughout the process. He said this when he featured on the Red Hot Texas Show this morning.
So some of the banks, you know, we ensure that the clients are taken care of, the staff are taken care of. We are a listed entity, and the moment we sign the business sale agreement, by the listing rules, that means the price-sensitive development, we need to make the public know, because we are listed. We should expect to see the choice of the buyer and part of the conditions that we put on the table. We want to ensure that we have a buyer that is going to take care of our clients, a buyer that is going to take care of our staff, and more importantly, we also want to ensure that this transaction makes business sense for our shareholders as well.
Northeast Africa, emerging evidence of systematic killings in the Sudanese city of Al Fashar have prompted human rights and aid activists to describe the civil war between the Palamedia Rapid Support Forces and the military as a continuation of the Darfur genocide. The fall of Al Fashar in the Darfur region after an 18-month RSF siege brings together the different layers of the country's conflict with echoes of its dark past and the brutality of its present-day war. The RSF emerged from the Janjaweed Arab militias who massacred hundreds of thousands of Darfurians from non-Arab populations in the early 2000s. The BBC has more, now the same.
But we have small schools in the world, and we need to look at it. It's a very familiar structure, and it's a difficult issue, and it's a